God, you in love. I live in love. I dwell in love. My habitation is love. Love, love, love. There's a problem when we say we know God and we love God and we can't love others. And we got our ought against others and we've been holding stuff against others for years and we can't really even look at them right. We pretend but we can't look at them right. How you doing? I don't fool with them though. Is that real love? God eating me up on this stuff. I'm telling you, because I'm like, I'll be cordial with you. I ain't got time for you, though. But guess what? God says, is that real? Or you just trying to get by? That's not real love. You just trying to get by. Now, what if you had a conversation, they said something you don't like, you go right back to
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody, 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
For just a few moments from the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Listen at this. "Trust in ye in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. When we look at this word, it is Isaiah looking through the portals of time and seeing Judah singing a song of celebration, a song of victory. It is Isaiah seeing them with this full determination of knowing that what God has blessed you with, nobody can take it from you. He makes it clear in this song of celebration that God has given them strength to overcome their battles, overcome their issues, overcome their enemy. And in short, they sing about it because it's celebration time. And when it's celebration time, you don't do it in a mournful and silent way, but you do it in a joyful, triumphant way. And one of the things that I think is so important that we learn from Isaiah this morning is the fact that if we learn that what God did once, He can do again if He needs to. Did you get what I just said? What He's done once, He can do again if He needs to. But once is enough if we do our part. Listen, God deserves, God desires our sincere praise. He wants us to speak of His goodness. He wants us to tell of His wondrous works. He wants us to make known His good deeds in all the earth. Who better than the people of God who have received the blessings of God tell the story about God than us? Than us. One of the reasons why it doesn't pay much for you to tell my testimony is because it's my testimony. And no matter how well you tell my testimony, it ain't the same as when I tell it myself. Because the anointing that was on my victory is the same anointing that's on my testimony. And when folk hear my testimony, the truth that I'm speaking, God's Spirit bears witness to it. And so we need to be careful what we sing, as well as what we say. How important is that? Because one of the things, again, that the devil wants us to do is to forget, put on the back burner of our minds what God has done for us. We fall into that place where it's humdrum. We fall into that place where it's no longer an exciting reality to revisit what He's done. Can I tell you this? That if He wouldn't have done what He's done, you may not be here today. And whatever He's going to do tomorrow depends on what He does today. And sometime you need a refresher course in praise, and you need to go back to what He's done that could have been the reality of you being taken out of here. And so when we keep praise on our lips, when we remind ourselves of what God has done, is doing, shall do, it keeps our minds occupied on Him. Listen to what the word says. Thou wilt keep him. How will He keep him? In perfect peace. Well, perfect peace takes on a whole level of realities and ramifications. But here is the small of that. Perfect peace means that the peace of God is so deeply rooted in you that even when you don't have clarity in your comprehension of your crises, God puts a feeling that sends a signal to your brain that says, even though I can't figure it out, I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. There's a peace that says, I can't explain it. I can't put my finger on it. I can't give you much details about it. All I know is it feels like He's got me wrapped in His arms. And He rocks me when I get weary. And He wipes the tears from my eyes. And He makes me feel like everything is going to be all right. God has got this thing fixed. Perfect peace. Paul says, Philippians 4, 7, and the God of peace. And the God of peace, listen, which passeth all understanding, shall keep guard. He will hold your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the God of peace, which passeth. Aren't you glad that you ain't got to figure it out before the peace comes? Aren't you glad you don't have to explain it before the peace comes? And the God of peace, which passeth all understanding. Well, here's what it says. God can give you such peace. Not only can you not figure it out, but folk around you can't figure it out, which passeth all understanding. You know, they got some folk watching you and don't know why you blessed like you're blessed. Who's wondering how God does what he does for you, how God makes the way out of no way that he makes for you, how he takes you and does for you what nobody else will do for you, and you're amazed at it and they're amazed too. It just passes all understanding. That's why we can't judge folk. Jesus said in the 7th chapter of Matthew, judge not that ye be not judged. Because the way that you judge others, paraphrase, is the same way you'll be judged. With partial information, half facts, prejudicing thoughts, all of these other things that are inconsistent with the word of God. Don't do it. Just know God's got it. And so he will give you perfect peace. Listen, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Well, how will he do it? When we keep our minds stayed on thee. Well, now here's some helpful holy hints now. The way that you keep that peace that's perfect, meaning that your peace takes you through crisis, through troubles, through trials, through tribulations, in the midst of your enemies, in the midst of your battles, in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your sorrows, in the midst of your dilemmas, this peace is perfect, which means that nothing can hinder it. No matter what you go through, it can't hinder this perfect peace, because you have a participatory part when you keep your mind stayed on thee. See, that's what the devil is trying to do. Get your mind off of it. If the devil can get you to get your mind off the Lord, then he can enter in and put thoughts that are defeated thoughts. Thoughts that bring you down. Thoughts that depress you. Thoughts that oppress you. Thoughts that keep you in the negative, thoughts that keep you in darkness, thoughts that keep you in defeat. If the devil can keep your mind off God, then he can make you feel sorry for yourself. Anybody ever felt sorry for themselves? Come on, don't sit here and act holier than thou. Have you ever just felt sorry for yourself? I've gone through some things and I've, in these past years, have had to take a moment, take a break. I've had to feel the reality of what I was going through and then cover the word of God over my mind, because the devil wanted me to have a pity party and feel sorry for myself when I got certain news that was not the news I wanted to have. I had to guard my mind. I had to watch the reality of what the word of God said. I had to encourage myself in the Lord not to give up, because God doesn't make mistakes. God does not lie.
God allowed me to be tempted and tried by the enemy, and therefore I know according to his word, he wouldn't let the devil put more on me than I could bear, no matter how heavy it may seem. And every now and then, a tear would fall down. But I guarantee before too many would follow it, I'd wipe the tears from my eyes and begin to say, I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory. Oh, every now and then, I have to just keep my mind staying on the Lord. I couldn't put it on other folk because they're looking at me sorrowfully. I couldn't put it on other things because those didn't have power to change things. But when I put my mind on Jesus, I remember what Grandma said, call him up. Call him up. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. And you got to keep your mouth stayed on the Lord God. Why is that important? Well, you need to do it through prayer. You need to do it through praise. You need to do it through study. You need to do it through meditation. And here's the biggest, you need to do it through living it. Listen. That's how you keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Here's what the word says, because ye trust. Trusteth continually, continuously, on and on and on. Even though you've been knocked down and you get up and the devil knocks you down again, you still trust. The devil takes something from you, you get it back and he takes it again, but you keep trusting him. Everything you go through, God brings you through, but you go through something again, but you still trust him. You begin to realize that God has got his hands on this thing in a way that as long as I keep trusting the Lord, he's going to keep working things out on my behalf and in my favor. Listen. Because he trusteth in thee. And then Isaiah says, verse 4, what? Trust ye in the Lord. How long? Well, can I tell you, when you got somebody as good as the Lord, why should you stop? Anything shorter than forever is not long enough. I wish I had a helping house. Trust ye in the Lord for ever. That means that he is worthy of your trust, worthy of you leaning on him for everything, for anything, in any place, in any situation, in any condition, in any crises. Listen, he is God all by himself. And so when you begin to realize, wait a minute, he's worthy to be trusted forever. Listen at that. Forever. For the Lord Jehovah. For in the Lord Jehovah. Listen. Is everlasting strength. That's why you trust him forever. Because he has everlasting strength. Now, you can't trust folk forever who ain't strong enough to handle ever. You might be strong now, but are you ever strong? Y'all gonna get this. He's the one who is ever strong. That's why I trust him forever. Well, look at what David said. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Listen, you ain't got to worry about the enemy when you have the everlasting one who has everlasting power. And your enemy is only here for a limited time only. And when you tap into the peace of God, God will start telling you like he told Moses, you see these folk you see now? You shall see them forever, no more. Forever. No more. Not ever again. Now that's something good to say from somebody who will be around forever to back that up. And my brother, my sister, that's how we hold on to what God has blessed us with. Knowing that he's an everlasting strength. He's an everlasting power. He has everything that we need. And if we trust him and continue to trust him, he will fix every situation and every condition that comes up in our lives. Listen, and nothing that happens to us without him seeing it, knowing it, and adjusting it to our situations. He will not put more on us. That's right. Or let the enemy put more on us than we can bear. And so my brother, my sister, be encouraged. God, listen, whatever the devil is bothering you about right now, turn it in for perfect peace. That house note you can't pay, that car note you can't pay, them bills you can't pay, them children don't act right, that mate don't act right, them people on the job don't act right, stuff just don't act, your body ain't acting right, your mind ain't acting right, your stuff ain't acting right. Turn it over to the Lord for perfect peace. See, a lot of this stuff is wasting up mind space. It's not worthy to be on your mind. I ain't worrying about when song stays on my mind. I'm worrying about the God who sits up high and looks down low staying on my mind. And if he stays on my mind, can't nothing else stay on my mind. Because he's so large, he fills the whole space of my mind. That means I ain't got time to worry about that mess. That means I got to put all that stuff down. I got to let all that stuff go. I got to leave all that stuff alone because the Lord requires my whole mind, my whole thoughts, my whole heart, my whole love, my whole attention. And so be encouraged. Sometimes the devil make you feel you don't have what God gave you. You got to know God is not a liar. God is not an Indian giver. God is not a backstabber. God says what he means and he means what he says. If anybody's out of order, it's you. So get you in order so that you can be in order with him so that he in turn will do what he promised he'll do for you. And so when you begin to trust him, and I'm closing, the perfect peace of God is more valuable than any money. It's more valuable than any possession. Man, when you've got the peace, that's a perfect peace. One, it can only come from God. I know every now and then we get a piece of peace. But how many times has that piece of peace let you down when you needed it the most? Talk to me, somebody, if you can. How many times that piece of peace could not hold you up when you needed it to carry you through? But God's peace can. And so historically, Isaiah speaks of Judah, but pragmatically, he's talking to the believers. And what a difference it makes when I have the peace of God underneath the skin. That's a perfect peace. I don't have to worry anymore about the things I've worried about. I've trusted God to fix it, and I'm taking my hands off it. And I'm putting my mind on the Lord. No wonder the old saints used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because I got news for you. It don't matter what you're living in. It don't matter what your address is. It don't matter what your bank account is. If you wake up and Jesus ain't nowhere there, it ain't nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. No matter how well you may be living, listen, it's only temporary. But the perfect peace, listen, you can be in a little shack with no air condition or heat, with a little old church fan fanning yourself, talking about I'd rather have Jesus than houses and land. Y'all not hearing me today? Because you have perfect peace. That's what he wants the people of God to have. What he's given you, hold on to it. Keep your mind on him. Meditate upon him day and night. Talk to him. Praise him. Testify of his goodness. And then live in it. He said it. You believe it. That settles it. End of story. You can't make me doubt it. Why? I knew I would have some helpers to help me preach this. See, but everybody can't say I know too much about him. Only those who know too much about him know that you can't make us doubt him. He's done too much. He's brought us too far. He's given us more than we deserve. He's been there all the time. He's been and made a way out of no way. So to God be the glory for the things he has done. Give him praise in this house. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. My brother, my sister, whoever you are today, know that God wants you to have perfect peace. Perfect peace. The kind of peace that Paul says passes all understanding. The kind of peace that knows that as long as the Lord is with you, everything will be all right. God bless you. God bless you. The kind of peace that says to you that what I'm going through, God permitted, he allowed. And if he permitted it and allowed it, it is so that through my test, I will have a greater testimony and the benefits and blessings that go along with it. If you're here today and God is speaking to your heart, challenging you, calling you, knowing that you need that perfect peace underneath the skin. You're worried about your tomorrow. Can I tell you, if he's with you, there's no fear about tomorrow. Some of you have a doctor's appointment and you're fearful of what the doctor